My name is Father TJ. I work for the diocese. And I bet you're thinking, since we just heard a gospel about the money, about giving to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, I bet you're thinking that I'm here to ask for money. Well, I'm not. I'm here to talk about the message that Jesus has. This gospel that we heard today is not about the money. The gospel that we heard today is about Jesus' command to give to God what belongs to God. That's the call that all of us have as Christians. That's the call that the Lord places on our heart, to reflect about what that means to give to God what belongs to God. Now, if we think about it, if we survey all the gifts that we have and all the gifts that our God has given us, we realize that He's given us everything. He gave us the earth. He gave us the world. He gives us the birds and the trees and the grass and the water. He gives us our life. He gives us the gift of faith that He's planted in our hearts. He's given us the gift of our families and our friends and our jobs and the food on our table. All of it is a gift. And what our Lord invites us to reflect upon today in this gospel is to think about, are we given to God what really belongs to God? If we sit and think about how we've given to God in the past, we might think, look, I give to God 1 hour a week on Sundays, and that's enough. But our Lord says, no, that's not enough. That's not enough, and that's why He challenges us to reflect on that question. The psalm response that we sang, we said, give glory and honor to our Lord. That was the theme of the retreat that you guys were just on. The brothers that came back from the Acts retreat, that's the theme that they talked about, that they prayed about, that they reflected on. And it's a reminder to us that we are to give God glory and praise because He's worth it. He's worth it to us because He's given us everything that we have. He's given us our whole life. He's given us the gift of faith. And we heard in the first reading from the prophet Isaiah that there is only one God, and He's our God. And He's the God that's given us everything. And He's the God who's powerful and mighty and full of love. And He's the God that invites us into a deeper relationship with Him. He invites us to give our gifts to Him. He invites us to give our very lives to Him. He invites us to grow in holiness by sharing the gifts that He's given us with the whole world. And that's the call that we have today, and that's what this gospel message is about. It's not about the money. It's about reflecting on the gifts we have and how we give them to God. One of the beautiful things about the celebration of our liturgy is when we celebrate the Eucharist. I stand as the priest, Father David stands as the priest, as a representative of all of you. And what we do as priests is we gather together all of the gifts and prayers that you bring to the Lord. And we bring those with the bread and the wine. And we ask the Holy Spirit to change bread and wine into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord. And we also bring to the Lord all of your prayers, all of the things that you are struggling with, your sorrows, your difficulties, your sinfulness. We also bring to the Lord your joys and your happiness and your excitement. And we bring all of that to the Lord, and He changes it. He changes the Eucharist for us. And He changes our lives for us. That's what He does because He loves us. And we come together before the Lord week after week because we know we need Him. And it's a way that we can give back to God what belongs to God. The blessings that He pours in our hearts. The love that He gives for us. The way He walks with us. Always. My brothers and sisters, our Lord is a good God. And He invites us to a deeper relationship with Him and His love. And He invites us to bring to Him all of the gifts and talents and blessings that we have so that we can be changed by this experience and this encounter in His love. I said earlier I work for the diocese. My title at the diocese is the Director of Vocations for the Archdiocese. And what that means is that I get to go around to the parishes on the weekends. I get to talk to Catholic schools, and I get to talk to the youth groups, and I get to talk to young people about how they might be able to give their gifts of their lives to the Lord. I've been a priest now for 5 years, and it is awesome. I can't think of anything that I could do with my life that would be more fun than being a priest of Jesus Christ. And I can't think of anything that I could do with my life that would bring more meaning or more fulfillment to the people of God. And I'm so grateful to God that He's called me to be a priest. And I'm so thankful for all the people that have prayed for me and supported me on my journey. And so I'm here today to ask for your help, the people of St. Bartholomew. I'm the only priest in the whole archdiocese that spends his whole time looking for priests and nuns and churches and parishes across the earth. Archdiocese. That's why I'm here, because I need your help. If there's any young people that are here in the congregation today, and maybe God's been stirring in your heart that He's calling you to a life of service to Him, if He's calling you to give your life, to lay down your life to serve Him as a priest or brother or sister or nun, I'd invite you to reflect on that and how you might be able to give your life in service to God as appreciation for the gifts that He's given you. And I also need the help of the parents and the grandparents and the aunts and uncles to talk to your young people, to say to them, when you're thinking about what you want to do with your life, please be open to the possibility of giving your life in service to the Lord as a priest or a nun. Because my friends, our church needs priests and nuns to continue the work of service. In our local church, in the Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston, we have 132 young men and women in formation in seminaries or religious houses. That's about one in every 10,000 Catholics in our local church. That is not near enough. That's why we need more. And that's why I'm here today, because I need your help. I need your prayers to pray that young men and women may answer the call to serve the Lord. I need your help in encouraging your family members to think about giving their lives in service to the Lord. One of the most instrumental parts of my discernment was the number of people growing up that would look at me and say, "Hey, TJ, did you ever think about being a priest?" And that planted a seed in my heart to think about, how am I going to serve God? And what am I going to do with this invitation that people say, "Hey, you ever thought about being a priest?" So one of the ways that you can help me, the people of St. Bartholomew, is that if you see young people from your parish that you think have good gifts to be good priests, brothers, sisters, or nuns, please tell them that you see those gifts in them. If you see somebody that comes to Mass faithfully every week, if you see somebody who's involved in service to the church, if you see somebody who loves to pray and is really kind to people and loves the Lord, you should say to them, "I think you have a lot of good talents. It might make you a good priest or a nun." And maybe that's a way that we can plant some seeds in the young people of our local church, to think about how they can give their lives in service to the Lord. Because my brothers and sisters, we need to be able to encourage young people. We need to encourage them to think about how they can give their lives in service to the Lord. As we continue today in prayers, we bring our gifts before our God. We bring our gifts before our God because we know that He loves us. And we bring our gifts before the Lord because we make a gift out of our lives so that we can give to God what belongs to God. We also pray today for an increase in vocations in our local church and the church throughout the world, that young men and women may be open to serve the Lord, may be open to give their lives as a gift to God, to serve Him and His holy church.